listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. We're being encouraged to dob in a servo after the fuel excise cut was lifted at midnight. The ACCC is expecting prices to increase by 25 cents a litre, but not immediately, with cheaper fuel already in the pumps. But our listeners have already been calling in saying they're witnessing some immediate hikes, with one in Wetherill Park in New South Wales going from $1.65 to $2.10. Some in Melbourne and SA also witnessing hikes from around $1.50 to $1.90. However, this servo worker in Townsville has told us it's A-OK for her work.
Currently working for a service station? No, not at all. And also no directives from our national office to put the fuel up at all. And they're always completely on point if something happens and we need to do something immediately.
Meantime, the latest consumer spending data has revealed why we should be prepared for another steep increase in interest rates next week. Retail sales figures for last month show we're still spending cash at a cracking pace, splurging in department stores, cafes, and on takeaway food. Over to the US, and Hurricane Ian has made landfall on the Florida coast as a Category 4 system. There's been a massive storm surge so powerful in Fort Myers that it's reportedly brought in a shark to the city's streets. As Australia deals with its third La Nina, cases of mould in the home are increasing across the East Coast. When it comes to renting, if it developed before you entered, it's the landlord's responsibility. But during your stay, that's when it gets complicated. Ray Ellis from First National Real Estate says ventilation is key.
Well, it's good old-fashioned common sense. Don't leave wet towels around. Don't leave running water. Mop the water off from the bathroom or the kitchen. In the bedrooms, at least have the windows open once or twice a day to get the wind coming through or the breeze coming through.
And the summer mango season officially launches in Oz today, and we're expected to eat close to 180 million over the next few months. First official box of the fruit is auctioned off this morning.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.